بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said السفر قطعة من العذاب. Journey is a part of discomfort. We experience many discomforts throughout our lives. Journey is also a discomfort. During the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, journeys were very difficult because people would either travel on foot or they would travel on animals, and they would travel through deserts, through jungles. So during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, journeys were very difficult and very uncomfortable. But even today, during the era of comfort and luxuries, where we travel in comfortable cars, comfortable vehicles, comfortable buses, comfortable trains, traveling by air or sea, comfortable seats are available. People experience inconveniences and discomfort. Even those people who travel in club class or first class, they are also not fond of traveling. They only travel because they have to. People don't travel because they like traveling. People travel because they have to. Majority of the people don't travel because they like traveling. They travel because they have to. They have to go from one place to another place. So many wealthy people who travel from one place to another by air, they travel in club class and business class. Even they don't want to travel. So without necessity, they wouldn't travel. Because the comfort that you find at home, you will not find the comfort in the aeroplane or in the hotel. You may not have the luxuries that you have in a hotel at home. So you may not have all the luxuries that you have in a hotel in your home. But if you stay in your home for 1 year, you will never feel like leaving your home. You will never feel like leaving that bedroom. You will never feel like leaving that sitting room. You will not get tired of that house or that room. But if you were to stay for 1 week in a very luxurious hotel, then after 2-3 days, you will begin to miss your home. And you would want to leave that villa or that hotel, wherever you are, and you want to return back to home. So journey is a piece of discomfort, a part of discomfort. That means the discomforts and the inconveniences that you experience throughout your life, one of the discomforts is journeying, when traveling. If you're traveling by car on foot, difficult, by car or by train. You cannot relax the way you can at home. At home you can get up when you want, you can sit down when you want, you can start working when you want, you can lie down when you want. You can use the lavatory whenever you want. You can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. In journey you cannot do that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was so affectionate towards the ummah that he said, As-safaru qit'atun min al-adhab. Journey is a cause of discomfort and inconvenience. So when you go on a journey, فَإِذَا قَضَى أَحَدُكُمْ نِهْمَتَهُ, when one of you accomplishes the need for which he had travelled, فَلْيُعَجِّلْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, then he should return quickly to his family. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling those people who are undertaking a journey to fulfill a need. For example, Hajj, Umrah, visiting parents in another country, another city, business trip, going for treatment in another country. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to them that when you travel, or maybe just a holiday with a good intention, holiday to rest so that upon return one is able to be more dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holiday so that one can rest in order to look after his health. Going for a holiday to find quality time with family. This is also a reason. So when a person travels with an objective, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you have accomplished that objective, you should return quickly. فَلْيُعَجِّلْ, quickly return to your family. That means a person should not travel without the need. Because here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that when you have accomplished your mission, when you have completed and fulfilled the need you had gone out to complete, then you must return immediately. That means a person should not travel without a need. And the reason is, As-safaru qit'atun min al-adhab. It is a part of discomfort. That means a person experiences discomfort. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very affectionate towards his ummah. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that a person should not wear only one shoe or one footwear and walk. So if a person has a pair of slippers, or a person has a pair of shoes, and he has lost one shoe or one slipper, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one should pick the other one up and take it home and look for the other. But whilst one is missing, he should not just put on one. Why? Because he will experience discomfort when walking. Because of the shoe and because of the heel, one foot will be higher than the other. Number two, when people will see him, they will make fun of him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much affection for the ummah, for every individual of the ummah, that he cared for every minor thing also. There are so many instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we find in the hadith, which are not fard, which are not wajib, which are not sunnah, which does not have anything to do with deen. It is only out of affection for the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave those instructions. For example, before you go to sleep, if you have a lantern, In those days they used to light lanterns or candles, then extinguish the candle before you go to sleep. Why? Because a mouse may be in your house and a mouse may come and he may start playing with the candle and the candle may be disturbed, it may fall and it will burn the whole house with the household in it. So out of affection, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that journey is a cause of discomfort. So unnecessarily do not prolong your journey. You must return home quickly so that you are back in the comfort of your home. You will get the food that you like and you will have all the facilities that you are used to on a daily basis. You will have your family around you, friends around you. Even if you become sick at home, you will have the people you want around you. This will not be available when you are outside. So the first lesson we learn is without necessity, without a solid objective, we should not travel. And number two, if we do travel with an objective, then as soon as we have accomplished our mission, we should return immediately. Or try to return immediately. In this day and age, there is another fear also. And that is, a person may travel without any objective which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or which is lawful. He may travel with an objective of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from Leicester to London he is traveling. From UK to Paris, France he is traveling. From here to Dubai or Malaysia or Africa. With the intention of spending extravagantly because I am very wealthy. With the intention of indulging in enjoyment. Lawful, unlawful, without any discrimination. Or with the intention of engaging in lawful engagements but which will make him neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His daily routine will not remain. His daily practices will not remain. Or some people may travel only with the intention of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what we are unable to do here, we will be able to do there. Because there will be nobody to see us. Such journeys are impermissible. Where a person travels only to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to partly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Travels with intentions of doing those things which will make him neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which will not promote his spirituality, which will demote his spirituality. Which will not increase his spirituality, which will decrease his spirituality. Such journeys are not permissible. And sometimes a person travels with a good intention. Good intention. It's not a necessary journey, but he makes it necessary upon himself and he says, let me go for an outing 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. I will relax my mind. I will return and work more harder. It will be good for me. But the company he chooses is not correct. So that despite the intention being correct as far as the journey is concerned, when he travels, his objective will change. Sometimes a young businessman may travel alone and his only purpose is to his business. But because he is alone, then during the night, when he is alone, when he is free, he may end up doing those things which he is not supposed to do. So for this reason also, the journey will become a means of punishment in the hereafter. The journey will become a means of discomfort in the hereafter. We should travel only when necessary, and we should travel only with good companions, very strong companions, as a result of whom we are 100% sure, as far as the human intellect is concerned, that we will not engage ourselves in something that will be detrimental to our worldly life or the life of the hereafter. Sometimes people travel in a group of friend circles and they end up doing things which is against the law of the country. That is a big problem as well. So because journey is full of dangers, full of discomforts, full of inconveniences, full of worldly dangers, full of dini dangers, full of physical dangers, full of spiritual dangers, we should only travel when necessary, number one. Number two, as soon as the work is accomplished, we should return immediately. And number three, we should make sure that we travel with such people who will be a means of safeguarding our deen. And it is for this reason before we travel, we are taught by our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our deen, to meet friends, meet relatives, meet people, meet those who we are acquainted to, our elders, the pious people. We should text them, we should phone them, we should meet them, and we should say that I am going on a travel, make dua for me. Why? Because dua is very important. There are so many dangers ahead. A person can become sick during journey. A fatal accident may take place. A person may lose all his belongings. A person may be accused without him being guilty in customs, in immigration. Anything can happen. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught this dua, that when somebody is traveling, the dua that one gives to the traveler is أَسْتَوْدِئُ اللَّهَ دِينَكُمْ وَأَمَانَتَكُمْ وَخَوَاتِيمَ أَعْمَالِكُمْ, that I am giving your deen. أَسْتَوْدِئُ اللَّهَ دِينَكُمْ, I am giving your deen, وَأَمَانَاتِكُمْ, and all your trusts. That means all the valuable things that you possess from worldly perspective or dini perspective, all the valuables, I am giving you your deen, your valuable belongings, dini or dunyavi, wa khawati ma amalikum, and all your amal, including the amal during the last phases of your life. Because it is possible that you will not return from this journey. I am giving all these things in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the dua that is given, that I am giving you in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your deen in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all your belongings, valuables, in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially your last amal. That means what I am doing is that I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, if you are going to die through this journey, I am asking Allah to protect you from carrying out evil deeds during the last moments. And I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you do good deeds during the final moments. So journey is very significant as far as Islam is concerned. It's not a small matter that you are just sitting at home and suddenly you make a plan that, okay, let's go to London, let's go for a drive. Why without necessity? There are so many people who just go for a drive and accident occurs. They get injured. They become disabled for life. Now if this journey was out of necessity, alhamdulillah, it was a necessity, I had to go. But without necessity, you will not be able to forgive yourself. So journey is very, very significant. We should only travel when necessary. Number two, when we do travel, we should travel with care. With care from all aspects. Because our body is amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to look after our bodies. Wealth is amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to look after our wealth and spend it appropriately. And we need to look after our iman and our deen. So choose the right people as companions. If you are vulnerable, then make sure you don't go yourself. You take somebody else with you. Either you don't go, if you are vulnerable to committing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then either you don't go, you take somebody who will save you. If you are vulnerable because you are traveling with a person that you may commit sins, then don't travel with him. So be serious when planning to travel. Go only when necessary. Make sure you gather all the resources that will safeguard your dini interests and also your worldly interests. And return as soon as the mission is accomplished. And before you go, meet people so they can make dua for you. Ask them to make dua for you. And during journey, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And engage yourself in dua as much as possible. Because the dua of a musafir is readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of the journey is more effective than the dhikr of the home. So that is an opportunity. So more dua, more zikr. And then when you return, because Allah has returned you safely, successfully, you are back home from all the dangers, you should go straight to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform Salatul Qudum, the two rakat of returning home. Go in the masjid and making sure that it is not makruh time, perform two rakat and after that go home. So performing two rakat is like thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for returning you safely. And whenever we travel, when we are returning, when we are traveling, when we are going, then we must frequently make dua and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are returning, then we should frequently make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for facilitating our success and returning us back safely, and also make istighfar for not being able to fulfill the rights of the journey according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because during journey we make mistakes. If we go on a religious journey like Haramain Sharifain, then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great opportunity of taking us there, but we make istighfar for not being able to utilize this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand our beautiful the beautiful teachings of our deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to remember them and put them into practice. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq to learn and teach as much as possible, pass on to others also, so that the beautiful teachings of our deen may come into the lives of many, as a result of which they will find security, peace, contentment of heart in this world and also in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.